You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you're interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support. This movie review also comes for subscribers at Time Lord level or above, an uncut, unedited, longer video version of the review. Become a subscriber and check it out.
So, tonight, we are talking about the movie Supernova, and no, kiddies, before you get too excited, we are not talking about the 2000 Walter Hill directed Supernova starring Angela Bassett, although that would be cool, but this is instead the total opposite of that. This Supernova stars Stanley Tucci and Colin Firth as a longtime happily married couple taking a trip down to London or England's Lake District to visit friends and family, and also to mark the anniversary of Colin Firth's career as a world-renowned pianist. Colin Firth plays Sam and Stanley Tucci plays Tusker, and this what starts out like a sweet holiday romance movie turns into something a little bit more melancholic and poetic, as it is soon revealed that Tusker is dying from dementia, and the weekend becomes much more weighty and heavy and poetic than you first might think. I am Frank, and with me, I've got Bradley.
Hello.
Ben.
I don't know how to say hello in British.
Hello, Ben.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. I hope none of them listen to this.
So do they.
And Lorraine.
Hey, how's it going?
And this movie is, first of all, written and directed by the very gorgeous Harry McQueen, who did a similar film called, he is gorgeous, similar film called Hinterland, which is also deals with the ins and outs of a long-term relationship. And it's produced by the producer of 45 Years, which likewise delved into a long-term relationship. And so there's a little bit of a theme here going on. What'd you guys think of this?
Damn this movie.
Damn this movie in a bad way?
No.
You got the feels. Did you get the feels?
No. Dude, we've talked about it before. I put off watching this for a long time because I'm like, this is just gonna hurt to watch, and it absolutely did. it was just the two of them together. I mean, we kind of joked about before we got started about I'd actually like to see them married for real, just to see what their life is like, because they're so ridiculously natural together. They behave like a couple that have been together forever, but not like in that snipey, complainy way that a lot of people do. Yeah. Like, they still love each other after all of this time. Maybe even more.
They've got their banter and their shorthand, and it's really wonderful to watch. Yeah.
And frankly, the way Firth looks at Tucci when Tucci's not looking, just dude, no one has ever looked at me that way. All right.
Wow.
It was just crazy watching these two together. And I could have watched another hour of it, you know, even with the sad bits.
Wow. So you dug it.
I mean, it's extra hard for me because I feel like over the last like decade plus, Tucci's built up being like the guy everybody wants to be their fun uncle. It's like that guy's got the cool condo and makes Negronis and tells you you're doing it wrong and goes out and does interesting adventures. Like, You know, you picture him as like the dad from Easy A all the time. It's like, yeah, no, you're the funniest guy in the room. And it's like, he's just as charming here. It's like, even as you see him like hating as he's losing his memory and stuff from dementia and his motor skills, it's like, anytime he shines, you're like, no, I get why you hooked up with Colin Firth. Like, you're magnetic, and it's kind of fantastic. Mm-hmm. And then Firth has always also been like the other side of that coin. It's like, you're just like the nicest guy in film. It feels like you're the British answer to Tom Hanks, pretty much.
British Tom. Whoa. Hanks. Could he have led Greyhound though? That's the question. Sorry, bro.
I said anyway. Never said that he actually met Tom Hanks. Firth would have
rocked a boat in Greyhound.
What'd you think of this, Bradley?
I enjoyed this as well. I like how Tooch is naturally charismatic. He apparently has the body of a 20-year-old. That was surprising to see.
Jesus. No kidding.
He's been like in shape like his entire career. Like, this guy has decades under his belt at the gym, and it's fuck him.
is that both figuratively and literally, if he can?
Yes, damn it. Yes.
He has this voice. I always tell people the best voices in Hollywood are Rachel Weisz and Jude Law, and if they got married and had a baby, that would be the voice of God, that child's voice. But Tooch also has this voice of just sheer confidence and charisma. Like, he could actually go anywhere he wants, look at whoever, and be like, well, I've arrived. And they would think that person is someone everyone was waiting for in that room. Incredible how he carries
himself. It's impossible. It's impossible not to just, with that kind of just magnetic natural presence, energy, not... You know? Yeah, just to liven up any room he is. And I think he makes Firth come across as softer than he normally is, I think, in this. I wonder how long they spent together in terms of getting to know each other beforehand. But I got to commend the relationship that they built these two characters around, because it really does work in the movie's favor. What do we think about the film? How'd you guys find it?
The visual storytelling is really strong. Right from the opening shot, you literally see a supernova. You see a sun burn out in the middle of the shot. And I'm like, okay, so that's what we're going to be watching. And it is. When you and I watched Let Him Go, we talked about the travel and how boring you found that. Right.
Well...
Right. This I watched.
Beautiful,
but like,
it was beautiful. It was beautiful too.
Beautiful. Yeah, but this, it was everything. There wasn't a point in this where I was like, I don't want to. I'll just listen to what they're doing and you know, go check something on my phone or whatever. I watched this all the way through, and felt it all the way through. Like there's so much that could have been boring. It's just them driving. But they have conversations, you know, as they're talking, and it just reinforces it. Nothing is wasted in this. Every look that they give each other, every movement. There's the bit with Tucci's elbow, you know, when he's talking about that, and so there's always something going on that keeps your attention.
Yeah,
and it all looks magnificent. And damn, Dick Pope can shoot a movie.
Not expecting this to be a cinematography, to be heavy on the lush cinematography. Of course, they're shooting it in England's Lake District, which just lends itself to just natural, to beautiful surroundings. But man, this is a beautiful film to look at as well, like all the way around.
I found it sometimes a little slow. I mean, honestly, it's a movie that relies on its talent, and the talent kills it whenever they're really, you know, delivering. But there are some times where it's trying to make, you know, those small moments of natural moments, and they work, but it does sometimes feel like you're waiting for that next shoe to drop, because you can feel you feel the guillotine hanging over this.
The dread? Like,
yes.
Dread?
Yeah. Because I was going to say, I mean, not to belie anything, but Frank, I think you were on the review of Blackbird with me.
What was Blackbird?
I feel like this would be the best, most depressing double feature to put those together. Because they,
you're totally right.
Like, they both work hand in hand, and like fantastic talent driving them forward. And you'll walk out of that just depressed and broken. But having seen two fantastic movies, and I feel like that one moves more because it uses more of a cast here. Sometimes you get a little bit of James Dreyfuss and Pippa Haywood in this, and they're fantastic. They're charming as ever, and they add some character. But it just kind of feels like you almost want more time with Firth and Tucci together, because they really are this movie, and you almost feel like you get distracted for that little bit of that party. You know, it builds up the story, but I almost want more time with the leads in that moment.
Right.
Yeah.
And like 50 minutes in, if I recommended this, and I do actually recommend this, if someone came to me and said, yeah, I watched 50 minutes of it, me and my wife decided to turn it off and be like, and they lived happily ever after, I would get that. And I would respect that, because that's kind of what I wanted to do. No spoilers, of course, but it does kind of, this road trip of a movie tells you the destination early on, like you said, Luanne. And I don't want that. And I don't like that the movie says, we don't care what you want.
Yeah.
And life doesn't care what you want either, Brad.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. No,
it doesn't. And
I
go ahead, Luanne.
Oh no, I actually saw that on my notes. I'm like, please don't tell me this is going where I think it is going. Yep. Because I mean, I don't want to get into, obviously, because you want people to watch it, but like, god damn it. I know what they're going to do and I don't want to see it, but
you watch the trailer and you have any movie logic or movie knowledge, like you see where the tropes are going. So, I mean, if you're one of those people, like, yes, it does that. I think it handles it very well. It's never an easy subject to handle. And I feel like they address that both with the relationship fantastically, like the way they built up to that. There's a good like 5 to 10 minutes of this movie where you just are waiting for that pot to boil over. And it's, again, just the two leads are so good leading up to that. And then when it hits, it's great. And, you know, it doesn't fall into bad tropes of like, you know, romantic comedy is like somebody hiding something, and it's like, no, they forced that conversation to be had, and it's good and it's powerful.
And it's also well written as well. Like, this is a very like well written film, I felt. But I think you're right. It does have this really great balance of, you know, the effect of the illness itself on the caregiver, on someone who never thought they were going to be a caregiver, even though in essence, we're all going to be caregivers at some point. To somebody, and the sort of the culmination of a long-term romance. And I love that that one really didn't overshadow the other. They actually blended quite well, and it felt genuine all the way through to me. You know, as far as those two main themes go.
Yeah, like there's none of the Hallmark catchphrases. And I don't mean that as a bad thing. I like Hallmark movies sometimes, but you won't hear Colin Firth be like, you think your mind is leaving? I'm the one that's leaving love when you're gone. And or something just stupid as hell like that. It's actually a genuine, heartbreaking conversation that anybody in a relationship will have, like you said, Frankie, eventually. And it's terrible.
Yeah.
It's weird. I'm trying to praise the movie, and then I'm like, and I don't want to have this conversation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to do this.
But it's not. You're right. It's not going to have that happily ever after. You know, you don't go into it thinking it's going to have the happily ever after, and that's just fine, because it's one of those films that it's not cheery and uplifting, but it is in its own way enriching. I love seeing the culmination of this long term romance, this decades long romance between these two men who were so clearly still in love with each other, and they still they still love messing with each other. And that scene in the restaurant where Tucci asks the waitress if she wants Firth's autograph, like, I still love that that's where they still are, and it makes it all the more tragic. But you know, when given the state of things, but yeah. Anyway, I think we should probably go into our final thoughts. Sure. Luanne, why don't you get started?
One of the things, because I'm a dork, I actually looked up supernovas, because I had a sense of what they were, but I figured there was more than them. Maybe there was something else I was looking for. But one of the things I found that's sort of interesting is that from our view from Earth, a true supernova is really only visible maybe three times a century. And somehow that seemed super relevant to this. Relationships like this don't happen often. Fiction or reality. They aren't there. They're a rarity. And to see something like that, knowing what's going to happen, regardless of how the movie paints it, you know what's going to happen, right? I mean, Tucci's character has dementia. There's no cure. There's no fixing it. There's no going back. And so it was just sort of, it was really, I don't use the word heartbreaking a lot, but it was really heartbreaking to watch because their relationship did feel that real. And their performances combined with the strong writing and the cinematography and everything, the only reason that I wouldn't give this a 5 out of 5 is because I don't think I could watch it again. And rewatchability is necessary for me to give something a 5 out of 5. So this is 4.95 out of 5 micro cassette tapes.
Nice. Aw. Ben?
Yeah, I don't think I loved it as much as Luane, but I do think it is a stupendous film. I mean, if nothing else, I think either of these guys could be up for a nomination, and this is early in the year, so that can always change, but these are two veteran actors. Both, I think, well, Firth got the best actor for King's Speech, I think, but Tucci, I don't think has, and...
No, he's just been nominated, but that's it.
Yeah, and I think this is one of those ones where it's like, he's kind of getting to that age where he's like, I want to do some of those things that might actually get me, you know, noticed again, and he's killing it here. I mean... It's weird to me because I was thinking about it too. It's like, yeah, Firth has played, you know, his age more often. Tucci has almost never played a guy who's like in his 60s. He's like, yes, he just turned 60, you know, this last year. But it's like, you know, when an actor gets to this age, they play that age range. Tucci's always been that, again, like guy in his late 30s, early 40s, because he's that damn fit and he's been shaving his head since he was like 20. So it doesn't really matter. But yeah, no,
yeah.
Just honestly, there's so much just get sucked in about this movie. If anything, again, my complaints are, can go a little bit slow, as my name implies. The dog is without a purpose until there's a line about it, which is a really good line later in the movie. But it's like, yeah, cool, your dog is just a background character. It might as well be a reaction shot dog once or twice. And not for the worst that you can do with a reaction shot animal, but it kind of is. But no, I think if you want to see a movie that you're willing to sit through and have some heartbreak, this is fantastic for that. Like, you know, I hear what you're saying, Louis, about like a movie needs rewatchability, but I think one of the best movies I've ever seen is still Raging Bull. And I have a very hard time ever telling myself again to watch Raging Bull because it's like, Jesus, just seeing that destruction is hard. And I still think that's one of the best movies I've ever seen. So I can't say rewatchability is a must because there's a need to rewatch some of these things sometimes. So I still didn't like it quite as much as you, but I'm going to give it 9 out of 10 dog farts because why the hell not?
Bradley of Martin.
Well, you know, it's like I tell my kids, the stars, they shine and they're bright like diamonds. And a lot of stars you look at, they're probably dead, long dead, because light takes light a long time to travel to space. To Earth so we can see it. But that dead light, it's still there. You can still feel it, see it, write poems about it long after a star is dead. And that's what a true romance is. So no one night stands. Fall in love, you little... Anyways. And that's kind of like what this whole
name drop two movies, more or less, than that. So, right. Okay.
Jake LaMotta. No. the chemistry between these two, it's wonderful. I hope they act together again because it was really something to behold. And even when they're away from each other, they still kind of had that longing, like, oh, I gotta get back to my sexy lover here. And I thought that was so cute. Yeah, my wife once told me, because I try to flirt with my wife still, and it's horrible. And I'm not gonna give you guys examples because you'll be like, how is this guy married?
It's okay. I can't tell when I'm being flirted with or when I'm flirting either. So
I was gonna wonderful. Say I just heard your advice to your kids. So how does this guy married make sense? Yeah,
exactly. But like Luann was saying earlier, my wife once confessed to me, the most romantic thing you ever do is look at me from across a room, and I'm like, wow.
Aw.
Yeah, yeah. She was giving me the vapors, like, oh, honey. So. This really lives and dies, pun intended, on the beautiful relationship. So I'm going to give it 8 out of 10 stories that never finished.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful, Bradley. Thank you for that. yeah, so anyone that knows me knows that I lived in England for a long time and I was in a long-term relationship over there, and damn if this didn't put me right back over there. In fact, I've been to the Lake District and it is quite nice, and it is that magical to be around. So I think really that movie could only have done that if it was as authentic as it is. It is from start to finish. There's believability in these two guys, in their relationship. And the love that they shared, and in the effects of the disease on what it's doing to their life together. Those scenes are very heartbreaking. The way it affects Tucci is very, very heartbreaking. And just the way it affects Firth is really equally as heartbreaking, because it is also about the carer, as well as the person that it's afflicting. And I know what you mean about the rewatchability factor, because I'm not sure that I want to watch this again. And I just also saw, because in between Blackbird and this, I watched The Father, which is also, you talk about a triple feature, Ben, which.
Do you want to drink away your Saturday? Watch this triple feature.
Yeah, one bottle per movie. But it's
if you finish a bottle of whiskey in 90 minutes for this movie, Frank, you might have some other problems.
Yeah, no, I couldn't. No, I'm talking about like white wine. But I couldn't do whiskey.
And now we're back to talking about the Hallmark movies.
Yeah, exactly, right. But no, it's very much in that it's in the same way that The Father is well done, and it's a great script and great acting. As is the case here, but I don't think I could revisit this one again. It was too raw. It was too emotional. And even though it is enriching, it is still, it's still very tragic. And I think that, I'm not that kind of audience member, but I think, there's nothing but praise for this film as far as I'm concerned. Cinematography, pace, acting, dialogue, it all worked for me. So I got to give this, go ahead and give this a 10 out of 10 trips to the Lake District, because when I took my trip to the Lake District, it actually caused a problem between my then current boyfriend and his ex, because I was supposed to go to his ex's birthday that weekend, and I was persona non grata in his ex's eyes. For a while after that, yeah. So, but anyway,
we made it through.
He forgave me though. He forgave me because I'm just too adorable to stay mad.
I was gonna say we made it through this whole review without bringing up that this movie starts with a shot of Colin Firth and Stanley Tucci cuddling naked. I mean, you know, even as a cis man, it's like, look, they're cute. It works.
That's something to be framed.